com.
Kind of a snowy Monday. You know what I'm saying? How are you, Mark?
Slippery, too.
Yes, exactly. I'm Scott Hennen.
Mark the Fritta Poet here.
And this is What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind, Mark?
I've got a little more girth around my abdomen.
So the Thanksgiving glow,
yes,
is still with you?
Slightly bulbous.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it was a good bulbosity.
You have a good weekend?
I did.
And they're with your daughter?
Yes. And a son. And five bambinos of the grand variety.
Did you entertain them well?
I did. I had my white, my red sock and my blue sock, and we did Dance Party. It's a great program where you pick a character and you have to act just like this character and you hold a wand kind of a thing.
Is that right?
And even my two-year-old loves it. It's really, but I was very exhausted after a period of time. My four-year-old girl completely wore me out, utterly.
Well, the snow finally came.
Yeah,
we've been hearing about it for a while, and we're going to spend a little time on the weather this hour for you. There is, in the patch, a freezing rain advisory in effect until 10 this morning. We have the Department of Transportation going to join us here shortly and just tell us a little bit about the roads as well and how they're looking. Reports of how many different accidents between Medina and Fargo?
19 on 94.
Yeah. And not exactly sure what happened there, but we tend to forget, you know, when it's been a while, how to drive in this winter weather, unfortunately.
Frozen rain.
Yeah. Freezing rain advisory in effect in the patch until 10 this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning till 6 a.m. tomorrow. Then a winter storm watch is being issued for Tuesday through Wednesday. This morning for the freezing rain, later today and tonight for the winter weather advisory for the snow, and then Tuesday through Wednesday for the winter storm watch. Snow amounts 3 to 5 inches today through tonight, 6 or more inches possible Tuesday through Wednesday.
Oh, my.
Main impact is dangerous travel, obviously. Wind chills in the 30s below zero by the end of the week. Hello. Wow.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a stretch of Highway 2 between, it looks like about Berthold at Highway 28, and just a tad east of Williston is ice and compacted snow. Same thing on the Interstate 94 from between Valley City and Jamestown all the way into Bismarck. It's slick. Further on 94 west, you got wet and slush, but the worst stretches are really Jamestown, Bismarck, and then Berthold to probably Ray, weather-wise, that we're looking at. There's a lot of snow-covered, scattered snow, drift roads, a little tiny stretch of Highway 200. That's okay. Otherwise, most of the state is impacted in some way from this weather.
And are going to get a lot more snow and wind.
Yes, and cold and all of that fun stuff. One of the things we're debating is we're going to check with the Weather Service here and determine whether or not we need to postpone tomorrow night's Freedom Club meeting, right?
You know, I wish we would have said, in case of inclement weather, have Plan B. We didn't do that. I think from now on, when we have Freedom Club events, let's have two dates, you know?
But so stay tuned for that, folks. We'll check with the Weather Service and see what we need to do. On the eastern end of the state, in North Dakota, western Minnesota, here's what we're looking at. From the National Weather Service, winter weather advisory in effect until 6 a.m. Tuesday. Winter storm watch remains in effect from Tuesday morning through Wednesday afternoon. Winter weather advisory remains in effect from 6 a.m. this morning until 6 a.m. tomorrow. And snow accumulations of 2 to 5 inches possible through this evening. So let's see here. Yeah, this morning, 2 to 5 inches through this evening, 6 to 9 inches possible Tuesday through Wednesday.
Oh no, we can't do this, Vin.
So this is the other end of the state here. But anyway, strong northerly winds may lead to near blizzard conditions in some areas Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday, making travel difficult. Cold temperatures combined with strong winds will result in wind chill values falling to 25 to 35 below by Wednesday night. Dangerous wind chills continuing through late week. So, what does a winter weather advisory mean? It means that snow, periods of snow will cause primarily traffic difficulties. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities using caution. They're basically just telling us significant weather, winter weather is expected through midweek. They call it a complex winter weather event, Mark.
Complex indeed.
Now, I don't know what makes it complex.
Well, it's got a lot of options and variables and challenges and threats and fearfulnesses.
Yeah, we don't exactly know which way it's going to ebb and flow, how much snow is going to come out.
I want some cocoa a fireplace.
When will precip hit with the rain, you know.
I want a puppy.
Yeah, you're talking about remedies to the complex situation. Not a bad idea. Anyway, complex winter weather event expected to unfold through the middle of this week with a few rounds of wintry precip. Light snow will begin to develop across eastern North Dakota this morning and spread across northwest Minnesota, increasing in intensity this afternoon into tonight. Snowfall accumulations 2 to 5 inches expected locally up to 6 inches across far southeastern North Dakota into west central Minnesota. A mix of sleet and freezing rain is possible through late afternoon. Low pressure. Is low pressure better than high pressure?
Low pressure causes weather to rush toward the middle of the low pressureness. And it causes a lot of wind and a lot of storminess.
So the low pressure is going to track from the central plains into the upper Midwest tomorrow into Wednesday, bringing potentially significant snowfall in excess of 6 inches to the region. Significant uncertainty remains regarding the exact track as well as the timing of the system, which will affect where and how much snow falls in addition to the snowfall. Northerly winds will strengthen on Tuesday as cold air filters into the region. This could potentially lead to near blizzard conditions across the Red River Valley by Tuesday night, with windshield values falling to 25 to 35 below by Wednesday night. Okay? And as far as out of the patch, here's what they tell us as far as this is sort of the nitty-gritty, if you will. All right? Giving us a little bit of the data that the Weather Service is dealing with. So we have the harsh early winter weather for western and central North Dakota this week. We have freezing rain advisory from northwest through south central North Dakota until 10 a.m. this morning. We have winter weather advisory today and tonight, 2 to 5 inches of snow. We have winter storm watch continuing for all of west and central North Dakota tomorrow and Wednesday. Freezing rain is going from Crosby and Williston through Washburn, Bismarck, and Linton to Ellendale, Jamestown, and Carrington this morning.
Wow.
That's making the roads and sidewalks very icy. Which, and by the way, my wife just told me it took her a half hour to get to work on what normally would be a 10-minute trip. So it's, you know, it's impacting things right now as we speak.
And it's just in its baby stage.
Yeah, it's early on here. Okay, so anyway, use extra caution, slow down. That's just good advice here. Freezing rain will end across the south or change to rain as the day wears on. To the north and east, snow is forecast to accumulate 2 to 5 inches before ending late tonight. Then after midnight tonight, snow will redevelop and persist into Wednesday. There could be significant snow of 6 inches or more in some areas. Along with blowing snow at this time, uncertainty remains in the forecast as to where the heaviest snow will fall. So a watch continues for Tuesday and Wednesday until the impact becomes more clear. By Thursday, the dangerously cold air will be in place and remain through the weekend. Overnight lows could dip into the 20s below zero, which with daytime highs not even reaching zero. Anyone traveling throughout North Dakota this week needs to keep up to date on the latest information, respect the weather, allow extra time, be careful, and slow down. That's the bottom line. Okay? If you just live that, then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Sometimes you got to slow way down.
Respect the weather, allow extra time, be careful, and slow down. State Highway Patrol reporting 19 crashes Sunday night in the southeast region of the state after the first of three waves of snow expected to hit the region, iced up roads and highways. We've got people in hospitals from Bismarck to Fargo, said the patrol sergeant. Definitely slick. Hischer said, this was Troy Hischer, Highway Patrol Sergeant, it was quoted, said he was in the Castleton area. He was going 40 to 45 miles an hour and fishtailing in a squad car.
I don't like that.
State Patrol said crashes started on I-94 about 4 p.m. in the Medina area, followed the snow east to the Fargo area. Of the crashes, 15 involved property, 4 included injuries. The injured were transported to hospitals in Bismarck, Jamestown, and Fargo. None of the injuries believed to be life-threatening. All of the crashes involved a driver losing control and either entering the ditch or median and striking a fixed object or crossing the median and striking a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction. That's the worst, isn't it? When you're cruising along there. So, icy in a lot of those parts. And again, the ice areas of the state are mainly Bismarck, between Bismarck and just a little bit east of Jamestown on 94. Just in the north of that 36 has got some of the same things, 34, 13, and 11. So a good chunk of the southeast part of the state. And then up in the oil patch, Williston to about Berthold and 1804, 8, and 2, all very slick.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back guaranteed and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We'll talk with the North Dakota Department of Transportation bottom of the hour. Get you the latest on the current road conditions. Then next hour, we're efforting a conversation with the National Weather Service out of Bismarck for an overview of all of this weather. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, hours 2 and 3, Steve Bakken and I will chat with Jerry Hagstrom of Ag Week and try and get the latest on the Farm Bill. He's a good reporter. So we'll let us know what the latest is there. And then in our 10 o'clock hour, Jim Casper will be here. Jim is a state representative, member of the North Dakota legislature. But his business is assisting companies with the impacts from the changes in health care. And so he's a good resource if you have questions about your plan and what's going to happen. We'll just talk with him a little bit about what kind of impacts are happening for businesses and individuals with their health care. So, and I was chatting with him the other day. He was just saying there's, you know, a lot of the reporting is focused on a couple of real small, narrow areas, and there's actually just tons of impacts that aren't even getting much media attention. So we might learn something today. Look forward to that coming up on the program. Steve Bakken is here. There's a national AP story about Heidi Heitkamp. Here's the headline. Heitkamp balances Dems and North Dakota opinions. Now, the cynic in me says this is what's wrong with politics today, right? This is Heidi Heitkamp having to say, okay, well, I am a Democrat, and I got my Democratic leaders wanting me to go this way, but people in North Dakota don't agree with me, so I've got to ride the fence and sort of be a little chameleon-like. Is that too strong, Steve?
Well, it's a cynic in you. I will say, given her position, for the most part, and the big red flag to me is the Obamacare issue, but for the most part, I think she's done a good job of standing up to leadership in Washington. I'd like to see her do it more.
Give me an example where she stood up to leadership.
I think a lot of cases Heidi is in line with North Dakota thought process. You know, the other side of the thought process, because it's not, you know, we got a lot of opinions and a lot of things going on in North Dakota, but I would like to see her stand up to Washington leadership a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think of where she's stood up to anybody, where she's really been kind of a thorn in their side. I guess the closest thing to it was
it's with the gun control.
On gun control, but really, I didn't see her say, "Harry Reid, you're wrong, Mr. President, you're wrong." Right? I just, she got some grief from left leaning groups and sort of pushed back against them, but I didn't, I don't see her really. She voted with North Dakota's, majority opinion on the Second Amendment, no doubt about it, and deserves credit for it. We said it at the time. I don't know that that was a real painful thing for her with the Democratic leadership. Outside of that, where has she stood up to them?
Well, the other thing is a farm bill. I mean, that for North Dakota, that's the other huge. That's a cornerstone issue. Is that we have to have a farm bill done. She's working through that. I do not like her stance that it's tied with the SNAP program. I do like the versions coming out of the House, but bottom line, we need a farm bill done. We need a long-term farm bill done, not some short-term fix.
But has she stood up to her party on that? It's just kind of been political rhetoric, isn't it? I don't know. I'm trying to find some sliver here where she's actually balancing North Dakota opinions. And here's the story. Democratic Heidi Heitkamp spent much of her 2012 Senate campaign trying to distinguish herself from national figures in her party, such as President Barack Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Now that she's a U.S. senator, she faces the same challenge. As Heitkamp approaches the end of her first year as a senator, she's tried to keep a delicate balance, weighing the views of her generally conservative North Dakota constituents and the policy priorities of national Democrats. In some cases, like guns, that's meant bucking her party outright. On others, such as health care, it's meant being critical but measured in her approach to an issue that Republicans have focused on in her home state. Just before she returned to North Dakota for Congress's Thanksgiving break, Heitkamp was once again put on the national She was once again put on the spot, by national Democrats. Reid led a maneuver that changed a century's worth of Senate procedures and will now allow all presidential appointments and all court appointments other than Supreme Court appointments to move forward with a simple majority vote. Heitkamp voted for the change. In an interview, she said it was consistent with her promise to North Dakotans that she would be independent-minded and focused on getting things done in the Senate. She said the Senate was becoming gridlocked. If we had the same problem and the Senate majority was Republican, I'd have voted exactly the same way. It's about fixing problems. Republicans did not see it that way. Her GOP colleague, Senator John Hovind, said the move would poison hopes of bipartisan work in the Senate. Yeah, it's hard to say how that's going to improve things in the Senate, right? That to me, was an example of her walking.
I think the fair question, what you're trying to ask, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think the fair question is, people of North Dakota, do you think she's held close enough to her pledge to buck the system, to buck the trends, to be an independent voice for North Dakota? Has she followed through on that campaign promise? I think that's the question you're trying to ask, and that's the one we should ask the listeners.
Exactly what I'm trying to ask. How's she doing? How's she doing in that regard? And short of the gun issue, I don't think there's you can distinguish Heidi Heitkamp from Harry Reid and Barack Obama.
You know, my
vast majority
is,
of the issues.
As you're reading that, do you get the sense that she is a thorn in Harry Reid's side to a certain degree? Because to me, that sounded like a shot across the bow.
What did?
Harry Reid's comments on Senator Heitkamp. Saying that.
What did Harry Reid say? What did he say?
The part where he was, to me, it sounded like a shot saying that, oh, well, this is consistent with her independent voice. No, it's consistent with your voice, not North Dakota's independent voice.
Yeah, that was Heidi saying that, I think, right?
Shot at her. And I think she's been a pain in the butt to them, which I'd like to see her be a bigger pain in the butt.
Well, I don't know where. Where's she been a pain in the butt? That's what I'm trying to say. I can't see anything where she's been a pain in the butt. She voted with them on the nuclear change. And again, I don't think she's been a pain in their butt anywhere other than on the gun issue. So that's why, you know, I don't think she's.
I will give her a little bit more credit than probably you will. In fact, that she's a very outspoken and nationally prominent freshman senator, and she spoke up on a lot of issues as a freshman senator that the establishment in Washington, they kind of looked down their nose at that.
All right, like what? Which one? Where do you think she stepped out a little bit? Where they're kind of going, oh boy,
well,
a freshman that's causing ruckus.
She's done some admonishing. She hasn't been completely 100% locked. Now the vote, yes, but she hasn't been completely 100% lockstep in Obamacare. She's criticized Obamacare.
Maybe the voters, and our listeners see it different. We're going to ask coming up on the program.
Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, back to the weather scene, then we'll tell you about sports in a moment. Vikes win yesterday, kind of nice.
Beautiful.
And it was. And
Adrian went wild.
We'll talk about Alabama and Auburn, too, a little bit. Remind me to tell you about this story of the guy at Mall of America. Threw 1,000 $1 bills over a railing. And
he should be ashamed of himself.
He's in trouble with the law now. Anyway, but weather is the big story today. And Bruce Nord from the North Dakota Department of Transportation on the line to tell us a little bit about how roads are faring in his district today. Bruce, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Pretty good.
So how are we looking out there? Winter is here for sure, yeah.
Yeah, believe that. We had a good November, and then we're starting out with some snow in December. And I guess, you know, the whole thing is drive for the conditions, the seatbelt, get the cruise control off. And as far as road conditions, I'll start down in the southern part of our district, down in the Foreman area. They received light rain this morning. Freezing rain, so the roadways down in that area are pretty icy. It goes all the way over towards the Lidgerwood and Winemere area. You get out onto the interstate down there by the border. We've got some snow. The guys have put material on, and we've got some snow coming down now. And on radar, it looks like we're going to be getting that rain coming through down there. So they're already a little icy, but they're probably going to get worse in and around Fargo. We've got some scattered compact snow and ice, some icy areas. The guys were out last night, put some material down. So we got that light snow coming down now, and there was even some freezing rain just west of Fargo here all the last 45 minutes ago. So road conditions aren't real great. As things progress during the day and they're looking at radar, if we get those temperatures to drop and get rid of that freeze and rain and let it turn to snow, we'd be better off.
What kind of material are you using in conditions like this when it's slick with the freezing rain, Bruce?
Yeah, right now we're using probably straight, I shouldn't say probably, we are using straight salt with a salt brine. It's a water and a salt mixed together makes a brine, and then we add a byproduct from the sugar beet industry called geomelt, and so that gets that salt wet before it even hits the pavement. As temperatures start to drop, we're going to end up having to start to switch and use salt and sand to get some little bit of grit. Of course, that sand doesn't melt anything, but it gives you some temporary traction. You know, right in town with all the heavy traffic, that sand doesn't last long on the roadway. So I guess you just keep the speeds down, and you should be able to make it to your destinations.
All right, but you're out applying all that stuff right now, so give us a little bit of a fighting chance anyway, huh?
Well, yeah, I talked to one of the operators out of the Lizardwood area, and they started to receive some more light snow now, and they said some of it's starting to get, the roads are starting to get snow covered, and he's not plowing it off because we still got a lot of chemical on the roadway, and once the traffic goes over it, he said you can still see some slush coming up. So we're going to try to leave that chemical on the ground as long as we can, and then we'll have to start plowing it off, and we'll have to reapply if we continue to get snow.
All right, so the worst of it, 29 south and 94 west?
Well, last night, 29 north of Fargo and 29 south of Fargo, when you got out of the city, a lot of it was blowing off the roadway, so they weren't quite as bad. Out on 94, it iced up out there quicker. They got some trees and rain where the 29 hadn't gotten there. So it's scattered down south of Fargo, down to about Christine, and then from Christine south, we're going to have snow covered, and there's just going to be icier down there. So it's just kind of a Duke's mixture. And it's like it's going to be there all day, and so people are just going to have to take their time.
Yeah, exactly right. And 29 has probably the biggest stretch of scattered ice. There's some ice and compacted snow on 94, but there's really no good driving conditions anywhere in the state right now other than just a couple of small patches. So,
you know, you get back in the Calm area in the Dallas City District, they didn't get the snow, but then they got the freezing rain. So they're all iced up out there, too. So, yeah, pretty much anywhere in the state right now is bad road conditions.
Same thing in the patch. Highway 2, ice and compacted snow from pretty much Berthold to just east of Williston. So our listeners out in the patch, same thing there. All right, Bruce, appreciate the update. Any advice for motorists before we let you go?
Well, just, you know, keep your cruise control off, keep headlights on. It helps not only for our operators to see you coming, but other motorists, and then keep the speeds down a little bit. You should be able to drive on it, and as long as you take your time. And of course, as this storm progresses into the day and into tomorrow night, you know, we're talking some pretty good winds. So you're going to want to keep tabs on the forecast and on the road conditions, and maybe you might end up having to wait before you head out on the road, but we'll have to wait and see what Mother Nature is going to throw at us.
Yeah, no kidding. Going to be interesting to see what's coming. All right, Bruce, good to talk to you. Thanks for the update.
Yep. You bet. Bye-bye.
Always appreciate the access from Bruce Nord and his team, North Dakota Department of Transportation, on the weather 22 before the hour. Okay, so a couple of sports things here, Mr. Mark. For one, is there always somebody in the end zone ready to catch a field goal if it's missed?
Only the extremely long ones. Now, they were trying to kick one from like 57 yards. So ordinarily, you know, these guys can kick it out of the park.
They're going to put it into the stands, but you're saying when they're really long ones, it's worth
1 second left. It's never, not to my knowledge, that there's been run backs, but I don't ever remember one for a touchdown with no time left. Two-time world champion of college football, Alabama, tie game, 1 second left. Okay, we'll go for the win. So they can kick the field goal, and there's Chris Davis. Smiling, grinning, chopping at the bit, catches it 8 yards deep in the end zone. And at the same time, the bus is full of Ohio State players who are undefeated on the way to their game. They said they were completely psychotic for 15 minutes because this guy ran it all the way back, 108 yards, to defeat unbeaten world champ Alabama. Now, Alabama falls to fourth place. So it looks like Ohio State that's undefeated and Florida State is number one in the nation, and Auburn will play Missouri, the only team they've lost to. So it looks like the winner of Missouri and Auburn will play each other for this, just to see who goes against either Florida, probably Florida State or Ohio State. And if Ohio State loses, then maybe Alabama will get a chance to play Florida State to see who plays for it all.
I watched it about five times. It had to be one of the most watched things over the weekend. I just couldn't
believe
it.
It'll be a zillion hits on Twitter and YouTube. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
And then our darling Adrian did something very special.
He was amazing.
He did two very special things. Became the 28th player at only the age of 28, mind you, to become a 10,000-yard rusher. And he is one of three players that have ever rushed for five times for 200 yards or more. Tiki Barber with five, O.J. Simpson with six, and now Adrian Peterson, third player in NFL history with five 200-yard games.
Amazing. And he was a difference yesterday.
224 yards. Just a wild man.
And what did you think of Castle?
Castle looked really great.
I thought so, too.
Throws deep, got strength. He really looked great.
Now, why did we leave the million-dollar or multi-million-dollar man on the sidelines there? What's going on there?
I think that he just hasn't shown anybody anything to put him in. He's obviously the way he's playing,
I mean, he wasn't even dressed. He wasn't even ready to go in.
Maybe he had a Bobo Owie. A lot of these guys are hurt, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see
But, I mean, I was impressed with Campbell after Ponder got hurt.
He looked just terrific.
Not bad.
Yeah. The Bears are licking their wounds.
How about that?
Yeah.
Again, I say the Vikes are trying to lose to improve their draft pick, and they're winning.
Another amazing thing yesterday, the Peyton Manning, who is I'm going to hold up. Is he going to make it? He threw for five touchdowns again, came from behind and beat Kansas City, beat KC twice. So now he's right up at the top of the pecking order.
Twins signed Philip Hughes, former Yankee pitcher. What do you make of that move?
I like it. I like it. He's a class. He understands the incredible pressure cooker of being a Yankees pitcher. I think he might really.
Why are we throwing around all this cash now, do you think? The poll ads have unleashed the pocketbook? Why didn't we think about that before we?
Well, remember, we got rid of an awful lot of cash with getting rid of Morneau and some of these other players.
I'd rather they kept him, though.
Absolutely. I'm not impressed with leadership and ownership, but if they can get us a couple of really great pitchers with the minor leagues, you know, player of the year, we've got a pretty good looking farm club, and I always hope springs eternal.
All right, so let me tell you about the story of Mall of America.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how this came up, but I was bringing our daughter Haley, our youngest, to school today, and we always have a little conference call, and we decide what we're going to talk about. So Haley was in the car still. The weather was kind of goofy, so I said, anything you want us to talk about on the air today? She said, tell the story about that guy in Houston. She saw it online, one of the websites over the weekend. Some guy was buying groceries in Houston and gave the clerk his credit card and said, buy the next 10 people their groceries. A little random act of kindness.
Mm.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is.
She thought that was neat. Now, I thought this sounded like a random act of kindness when I first heard about it. A guy goes to the Mall of America, 29 years old. He takes $1,000 bills and he throws them over an upper floor railing during a concert. And they flutter it down. There's a choir down below performing Let It Snow. He takes these
Let It Snow green dollar bills.
And he said it was his last $1,000.
His last
$1,000.
What's he going to do for lawyers?
I wanted to do some sort of pay it forward kind of thing, he said. He'd invited his estranged wife to try and win her back. She didn't show up, so.
She's very strange.
Going through a nasty divorce, I guess. Lost his car hauling business and hoped the positivity of throwing the money would come back to him.
Sounds like kind of like a Buddhist.
He did stamp the bills with his YouTube address.
Well, that was smart.
Could
tell the police where to find him.
Yeah. When he said it was, he did acknowledge it was a publicity stunt. When asked why he wanted the publicity, he said he wanted his cat back from his estranged wife.
Is he in jail?
I don't know. They cited him for something because they said it could have been a mess, disorderly conduct, something.
Create a riot.
There you go.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Lonnie Millsap. You know that?
He's just great.
He is. Have you seen his new car?
No, he's blind, Scott.
I know. I asked if you've seen his new car.
No.
Neither has he.
That's really cold.
It's cold?
Does he have a driver?
It's one of the dumbest, oldest jokes
it's just sad.
I've ever known.
I know it. And you know what's going to happen with you in the Vision Society.
I'll be getting cards and letters.
Phone
call. You can have a new car. Didn't say drove it.
Yeah. And you weren't. And you like his music. You started out by saying that.
I love Ronnie Millsap. I met him before. Somewhere along the way. I forget where. But
you know, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, when you think of these incredible musicians that are blind, I think it's such a blessing from God that they're able to focus in on the sound of things. It's something, ear training. People out there, if you think you're a monotone, you're not. You can train your ear. If you can change tones, you're not a monotone. If you can't change a tone, blah, 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 blah. But if you can do change your tones, you can learn how to match tones in your head with what you produce, either whistling or singing. And it just takes ear training.
Well, I can change my tone, and but I'm still horrible. The kids cringe when I sing in church, you know.
Well, you could...
They cringe.
You could get over that.
They cringe. I'm
Why don't you have voice lessons?
Would you give them to me?
Well, I will.
Would you?
I will. Of course, I've only had three surgeries on my voice, so it's a little bit the blind leading the blind.
We have talked to our Bakken Freedom Club organizers and decided because of the pending possibility of inclement weather, tomorrow night's Freedom Club meeting at the Farm Festival building will be postponed till Thursday, the 12th of December.
7 o'clock.
Same time. And obviously, assuming that the weather cooperates, but we most likely wouldn't have two weather events in a row.
No, but Caleb Melberg has just been a real champ out there, and Brian and others have encouraged us. Caleb gave us his phone number. If you want to call and say, help, put up posters, tell people, the more people that come, the more strength we can have. 701-339-9900. Call Caleb if you want to help or come to the Freedom Club meeting.
So next week we will have Monday night in Grand Forks.
Yep.
And Thursday night in Tioga.
Yep.
So it's going to be a busy Freedom Club week next week. All right.
And, this is a very important year in the world.
We don't know what this storm is going to do, but there's enough uncertainty that it might keep some folks away. So,
and we don't want anybody to get hurt on the way to a Freedom Club.
No, exactly right. So anyway, that's a scoop. Wanted folks to know.
A little more time to promote.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So circle your calendar. Right.
Thursday, the 12th of December.
Put it in your speed dial or for your smartphone rather.
Mm-hmm.
That's your speed dial.
You can always call us anytime, too, at 855-200-1776. And just poke one and say, I'd like to know more about the Tioga Freedom Club meeting or anything. Have Mark call us or anything like that. We're always willing to take some calls.
And by the way, while you're calling, I want your opinion on how Heidi Heitkamp is doing balancing the demands of the leaders in the Democratic Party. Harry Reid and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi versus the opinions of North Dakotans. A little report card for her today.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So tell me how's she doing. 855-200-1776.
How many times has she been on your What's on Your Mind program?
Very seldom. Very seldom.
And I know you would treat her civilly.
Of course we would. Of course we would. We want to use it as a platform for her to communicate with her constituents. And the largest talk show in the entire state of North Dakota. But because yours truly would be of the same opinion the vast majority of North Dakotans are, this is not desirable for Heidi Heitkamp. And that's sort of Heidi's thing. I mean, I've heard reporters say she's not accessible. She just doesn't do that thing. So she prefers photo ops rather than real interaction with folks, you know. Anyway, let's tell you about the weather here quickly. Snow today. Let's start in the valley. Eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. Snow today, mainly after 9. High about 32. Chance of precip is at 90%. 1 to 3 inches possible. 50% chance of snow tonight. Cloudy. New snow accumulation less than a half inch. Tomorrow, snow. Temp about 29. Then falling to the mid-20s during the remainder of the day. Chance of precip 90%. 2 to 4 inches of new snow tomorrow. Tuesday night, again, snow. Patchy blowing snow, low around 12. Winds are really going to crank up on Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, patchy blowing snow. Chance of snow cloudy with a high near 13. And so really through Wednesday, we've got to watch this weather very closely. Out in the oil patch, freezing rain before noon today, then snow, patchy fog near 25 for a high. East winds gusting as high as 23 today. 100% chance of precip. Daytime ice accumulation of less than a tenth of an inch possible, but a total daytime snow accumulation around an inch. Tonight, snow, patchy blowing snow, low around 11. Northeast winds gusting to 25 tonight, 1 to 3 inches of new snow tonight. Snow with patchy blowing snow tomorrow. Temps falling to around 4 degrees by 4 p.m. Windshield values will be down there. North wind blustery up to 29 miles an hour. Chance of precip 90% tomorrow. New snow Tuesday, 3 to 5 inches. Then Tuesday night, snow with patchy blowing snow before midnight. Snow likely. And a little get a load of this. Windshield values as low as 25 below. Fargo 30, Grand Forks 23 at this hour. out in the oil patch, 19 in Minot, Williston 26, Tioga and Stanley both at 19 degrees at this hour. Drive safe, be safe, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.